Here.
Shirley Brown?
Here.
Jack Foster?
Yes.
Marty Gunderson?
Here.
Emma Mulbeck?
Here.
Very good. We have a full quorum. We'll move on to approval agenda, and as we chat this afternoon, we're looking to add 8 Paula Harbor, which I don't see here, but we will add under reports. And if I could have a change on the consent agenda, regular meeting of January 12th, 2017. That, it was the 9th, I'm sorry. So with that, I'd entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda with the needed changes.
Very good. Thank you, Marita. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second. Jack? Any further discussion? Not hearing any. Roll call, please.
Danny?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Emil?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. Moving on to the consent agenda. This evening we have one item. It's the minutes of the regular meeting of January 9th, 2017. What are the council's wishes?
Make a motion to approve consent agenda.
Motion's been made by Shirley. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Emil. Any further discussion? Not hearing any. Roll call, please.
Jack?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Emil?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. With that, we're going to move on to reports this evening, and first on our agenda is the finance officer. And Krista, the floor is yours.
Raw fish tax revenue for December was $515.28. Sales tax revenue was $31,231.26. Anybody have any questions?
Everything else is in your packet. Questions for Krista? Not hearing any. Thank you. We'll move right along to our administrator's report. And I see you on the table over there, Lamar. So how goes it?
Well, yeah, it's changed. The only thing I had as an addition to the comments made during the workshop was, even though the new dock has been delayed, construction date has been delayed somewhat, that may provide an opportunity for the city if, in fact, somehow there is funds available for the repair of the old dock. And we can't necessarily put it on the same bid package, but we can send them out parallel and inform any bidders that we're trying to do both, with the hopes that somehow if they bid on both, whoever the lowest bid is would be a little less than if there is only one project on the table. So other than that, I can answer any other questions, but I think we covered it during the workshop.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Lamar. Questions? Not hearing any. We are going to move right along this evening to our Department of Public Safety. And Hal, I'll turn the floor over to you.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. We had pretty quiet activity for the month of January. We had one general case. What we did is, one thing that we're doing differently now that we've done in the past is we have case reports, but a lot of times if we had something real minor, we did, that wouldn't necessarily mean that we needed a case report. It just kind of went to the wayside. We really didn't have a way to track that. So what we're doing now is called initial reports or incident reports. So if it's something minor, someone says, hey, I lost, you know, a phone. We can actually put that information down and have a way to track that. So we've done started doing that now, and so that's going to actually increase our amount of calls and activity that appears on the monthly reports now. So we had one general case report, and then we had six initial incident reports that went out. Nothing major. We had two rifles that were recovered from the beach that we're in the process of trying to find out who they belong to. Sergeant Neerman and Officer Anderson are in the Equivalency Academy. They'll be graduating this Friday. And Anderson will start his regular rotations on the 28th of February. Brent will be back this Saturday to pick up his regular rotation. And with his completing the academy, he'll get promoted up to permanent sergeant from interim sergeant. I think he's been doing a fantastic job filling in when I'm gone, and it seems like the community is really embracing him as well. Officer Chandler is still on track to start in June. He's the in the Air Force. He'll be retiring in December, but the program we're doing with the military is he'll start around the first, second week of June as a target date, and the military will actually pay his first up to 90 days of salary and also his academy expenses. And he is scheduled to do his psych and physical in the month of March, so we're getting him rolling so that he'll be all ready to go. DRS, the internet service, will be down the second week of March through the 7th through the 21st. They're going to put that microwave shot across the teen center for the city, for the PD, so that we can get that higher speed internet for our records management system and other systems that we need the better internet for. We also just got Tel Alaska. I don't know if you know, they got those hot spots around. Well, we have nowhere dead zone down at the airport for phone calls or anything. So Tel Alaska has given all police department personnel code that we can get onto their Wi-Fi down there at no cost to the city. So that when we're down there, we can stay in communications or send pictures or texts to the want unit that we're when we're working back and forth. And that's actually works pretty well. It's actually almost 4 megs download speed. It was pretty impressive. So that was kudo to them to give that to us so that we can keep connected. But other than that, we're just moving forward and chugging along. We'll be full staffed by June. We'll have 3 of us on. Thomas Sleese just left yesterday or today. He's our investigator. He'll be working with the drug task force. Many of you got to meet him. I apologize for some that didn't. But he was running around getting a lot of info, meeting people, and taking some names and numbers and start getting rolling on that. So we're really excited. We're moving forward.
Very good. Thank you. Questions for Hal? Not hearing any. Thank you again. Moving right along, Public Works. Dave is still out. He's been working with us through Seattle. I did talk to him today. He thinks he might have 1 or 2 more times in the barometric or pressure tank or whatever, so he'll know on Wednesday. So he said he feels good. Everything's going well. Well, I'm working on getting some new tires for the skidster. It takes every 2-3 years we have to change those out. They're the solid tires up there in the landfill, and they do wear out, and they've just been so much better than the regular ones because we had flats upon flats up there with nails and whatever else, glass. But that's been working out well, so we'll end up ordering some new ones of those. The boys ended up, Jack probably noticed he has a lump in his road. We're giving that a twirl. We'll see where that goes and hope that works. Ken and Casey end up with a water river running from one corner of the house up the other side, and it's a, you know, eroding out their foundation. But what we did is we went on the back side, as you'll see when you go home or whatever, the water will not go across the road anymore. It will go down on the inside, on the back side, and go through the culvert and out. So it should hopefully, cross our toes, take care of that water issue at Casey and Ken. So I know there's a little bump there, but hopefully that'll harden up, and then just the water can run at an angle and go straight down to the drain instead of going across the road and into their driveway and ultimately right underneath their house. So that was looking good. And everything else, sir, I'm busy at the landfill. That's all working well. We were looking to chat with Paul of Harbor. I haven't seen him yet, but they may be here after a bit to give us a little update on their environmental thing. They're going to start working on getting the tires out of the landfill and moving those out of town and working on a community garden. So we'll see if they make it for that. But other than that, Public Works is going well. The fire truck is up, by the way. DOT did make it in. I came up and corrected a few things up there, and that's all working. So I'll move forward with that, and that'll be back online. With that, we're going to jump right into the harbor. If there aren't any questions on the Public Works section, go ahead, Jen.
I just had a quick compact, quick comment. If our compactor works when they put that loose gravel out, it would be really behoove us to run that over that. Because otherwise, on a slope like that, it just keeps running
off and push it down. Yeah. No, I don't know if they use And I didn't make it up there. I don't know if they did or not. They probably didn't, but you're talking about the roller with the... Yeah, okay. And I haven't talked to Dave about that, but
that thumper
right.
is good for ditches, but
yeah.
it's not good for...
But yes, good point. Any other comments in the Public Works Department? Okay, very good. We're going to move right along to the harbor, and Richard, the floor is yours.
Thank you, and good evening. It's a little quiet. It's busy, but it's quiet for this time of year. All the machinery is up and running. The guys did some work on the Grove. He added some headlights, and he repaired the alarm system on there. And the crew did put a 40-foot container in place down at the airport. And they towed a vehicle off the Lucian's Borough lot to the rock quarry. And we changed out an engine and traveled it a couple of years ago or last year. And I always thought it was a 453 Jimmy, but it turned out to be a 471. We were going to swap the oil pump on it, but it doesn't work. We had to order a new one, but that's been ordered today. And the tires for the boat lift, the big lift, they're on this boat, so we have them swapped out in a week or so. But that's about all I have to report.
Very good.
Questions?
Thank you, Richard. Questions? Not hearing it. Thank you again.
Thank you.
And we're going to move right along this evening to our student representative in Peyton. I do believe the floor is yours.
Okay, so I'm happy to report that student council has been doing good. We just had our last meeting, actually. Last Tuesday, we haven't been able to have a meeting this Tuesday due to over half of our student council being out on trips. And we have currently made a council order for $600 to restock our store. Also, the council has planned a dance in March to celebrate the end of the basketball season in which will be kind of featured around neon. And then also to decided together as the council that we're setting up a little small prom committee. So the prom committee will deal with the price of prom, picking out themes, and how to plan out the night so everybody has a fun yet safe day. Then we have also set it for May 4th, just before graduation.
Very good. Nothing going on for Valentine's Day tomorrow?
No.
Well, there's nobody here, I guess. So
no. Over half of our high school
is gone. Yeah. Okay. Well, very good. Questions for Peyton? Not seeing any. Thank you for coming this evening. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, very good. With that, we're going to move on to the Call of Harbor Tribe, which they are not here this evening, so we'll push right on that. I'll have a chat with Arlene, and we'll see what happened later there. We'll move on to hearings, ordinances, and resolutions. Just a quick couple updates. I talked a little bit earlier about that, but along with the tires that they want to bring down, which we're working with them on, they bring them over to the recycling center, and they're cleaning them up, and then they palletize them and strap them on, and then they go into that van that you were talking about earlier this afternoon. And then also they'll ship it out when that's full, and they'll head south. So I guess they got some other deals with maybe Coastal or something. And then they're talking, again, is the community garden. We'll probably remove here within the next month, we'll remove those alders. We dumped some mud, remember, back last fall or whatever up there, the good mud, and it'll be more good mud when they remove those alders, and we'll create an area that they can set up. I think it's like three rectangle boxes that they'll be able to have folks plant a garden if they so desire to plant something, you know, veggies or whatever, potatoes and all that kind of thing. So they're working on that project too. So, and if they were here, they'll follow up with on that.
Where is that?
That's just right, the jumps right below the borough building.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess you weren't around when we were jumping.
When we call them the jumps.
Yeah. So. But anyway, yeah, so it just, it's right almost across from the water water department.
A little
there.
Mud, big yeah. mud hole. Yeah. Yeah.
All they seemed really big part. Back in the day. They don't seem as big now. But anyway, that's what's happening with Pawlak Harbor. So with that, we're going to move on to Ordinance 2018-01. It's adopting of the Sandpoint Comprehensive Community Development Plan. This will be our second reading. And with that, I'd entertain a motion to put it on the floor for that second reading and discussion.
I'll make a motion to adopt Ordinance 2018-01 on the floor for a second.
Yeah, okay, yeah, there you go. Motion's been made by Marita, second by Alan. Now we can chat about it. Is there any discussion? I know we chatted about it quite a bit this afternoon, and Lamar had comments, and it is all in the plan. I think it was pretty straightforward. Looks like they did a pretty good job. And with that, did you have anything to comment on that one, Lamar?
I do not. Okay. Nothing to add from the last meeting.
Okay. Very good. With that, can I have a roll call on the putting on the floor?
Jack?
Yes.
Amo?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Very good. Thank you. With that, I kind of took that order. But with that, I'd entertain a motion of adopting Ordinance 2018-01.
I'll make a motion to adopt Ordinance 2018-01.
Motion's been made by Marita.
I'll second.
A second by Alan. We'll get you on that next one, Jack. With that, isn't there further discussion on that? Not hearing any. Roll call, please.
Amo?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. Moving right along to number two is Resolution 1801, and it's Alaska Marine Highway System. We did discuss this afternoon in a workshop. It's basically supporting everyone in this neighborhood as making sure that the state funds or properly funds the Alaska Marine Highway System. It is our highway system. It's no different than someone driving out to the Matsu from Anchorage. We need it taken care of, and in that respect, we need monies that'll take care of those boats and keep them rolling out here on a, you know, on a regular schedule. So it's pretty straightforward with that, and I'll ask Lamar if he had anything to add to that.
I do not.
Very good. Thank you, Lamar. With that, I'd entertain a motion to adopt Resolution 1801.
Motion to adopt Resolution 1801.
Motion's been made. Second by Jack, I take it?
That's fine.
Okay. Very good. So motion's been made and seconded. Any further discussion? Not hearing any. Roll call, please.
Shirley?
Yes.
Amo?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. We're going to move right along to old business this evening. Number one was the Airport 139 certification, and I think we hashed that over pretty well today. Lamar, and is there anything you'd add, pretty much informational?
Yeah, I think the data or the memo is pretty straightforward. I think the next step, if you will, is once Mr. Siebert gets well, is to have something in writing to clarify the agreement we had verbally. And then the secondly is these two agreements with the state, the general agreement and then the operational one. And that's a task that both Mark Hickey and myself will be working with DOT on. And then at some point with the mayor's permission, we might want to run some parts of it by the legal team just in case we think we have that need. So that would be then presented to the council for review and possible approval.
Okay, I think that laid it out just fine. Is there questions from the council on that? Very good. We will move forward and see where it goes, and we'll hope for the best on that, and hopefully it all comes together. So thanks, Lamar. And with that, we're going to move on to old business number two, which is the Grove maintenance quote. We did discuss at length this afternoon, as Richard alerted us, this is probably the last time we're going to be okayed on the certification on that deal, so it is time that we need to step up to the plate, and I think after all our discussion, if maybe the board, or you could just give me some, I guess, if we're going to spend direction or a motion, that maybe we don't exceed that number that's in your quote, if that would be okay with the council. I think we may be able to get that at a discount rate. So yeah. What are the council's wishes?
I'll make a motion to purchase the cart for the road. Not to exceed the amount on the invoice.
Okay, very good. Motion's been made by Shirley. Do I have a second? Second by Alan. Is there any further discussion? Not hearing any. A roll call, please.
Marita?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Amos?
Yes.
Very good. We'll all get rolling on that, and then we'll get that ordered, and we'll get the boys to take care of that. And Dave has worked on a couple of those, he said, so I understand that. I guess the biggest part, as Alan had enlightened us this afternoon, is that making sure that those hoses are marked, because making sure they get back to the right spot is the biggest is the biggest deal in that whole deal. So just getting the hydraulic hoses matching up to the right hydraulic hose. So we'll get rolling on that. With that, we're going to move on to number two under new business. It's our CIP priority list review. Excuse me. We did go over that this afternoon at some length, and it looks like... did I skip one?
Little Leaguer.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, I put a... How come I did that? I apologize. Number one under new business is Sandpoint Little League position, which we did discuss at length this afternoon. We do have an individual who would like to tackle that this year or this summer, Jerry Nyberg. And also, I'm going to put this out there, we did have some... Armand would like to help out with that deal. He wants to give some of his time, as he was a baseball player back in the day. So I'm excited to hear that we have people interested in doing that. So with that, what are the council's wishes?
What, $5,000?
Mm-hmm.
I'll make a motion to proceed with Jerry Nyberg to do the summer Little League program for $5,000 with... I guess the needed expense plan to work with Krista.
Yeah.
Actually
okay. Mm-hmm. Motion's been made. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Emil. Is there any further discussion? As we talked about, I think it's a great thing, and as you know, Jerry did this for forever. It's been a long thing. She just hadn't had a chance to do it, and she's interested to give in her time to get that. I think it'll be a great thing for the children and the community to have something to do in that. In the summertime, when it's pretty quiet actually for our kids, if they're not fishing, they kind of have nothing to do. So, with that, is there any other comments? Not hearing any. A roll call, please.
Camel.
Yes.
Marita.
Yes.
Shirley.
Yes.
Jack.
Yep.
Alan.
Yes.
Danny.
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. With that, we will move on to number two. It's our CIP priority list review for capital projects that we will submit to the borough and looking for funding down the road. Alvin did approach us. He was at the workshop this afternoon. They do have some commitments that they are working on, but they did get a plan together to see where all the communities are and what their needs are, and those needs will be put forth as we are doing here in a priority list that we'll get off to them, and then we'll work closely with the borough on hopefully funding those. It'd be nice to get the first one started soon, but we will take that as soon as possible and whatnot. Lamar, did you have anything else you'd like to add to that?
No, but I think it's a good process at, say, roughly every year to do this and fine-tune it, and maybe different, you know, projects come in new or some become more important and others become less. So it's a good exercise, and just it's important the council signs off on it so we can make sure we're at the table when the assembly meets on the 14th.
Very good. Thanks, Lamar. With that, I'd entertain a motion to approve this list and fire it off at the borough.
I'll make a motion to approve the CIP list.
Motion's been made by Shirley. Do I have a second? Second by Alan. With that, is there any further discussion? Not hearing any. A roll call, please.
Shirley?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Emil?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. Moving on to new business number three is the implementation of the Sandpoint Comprehensive Community Development Plan. And we did talk about that quite a bit. That is in your packet. And Lamar, I'm going to let you hit on a few points of that, and we'll go from there.
Okay. As you recall, there are 99 suggested steps based on the plan's goals and public input. And then I took the 99 and broke them into broad categories. They don't all fit neatly into different categories. Some are things we already do where the council are the ones that are going to both legislate for ordinances or appropriate money. The one that probably had the most interest, not surprisingly, is this number one, and that's community and regional fishing issues. One aspect of that, which has been discussed for years, and it's frankly something the community's worked on, is not only the new boat harbor and a possible dock, but more development on the uplands and to provide more services, both to the larger boat fleet and perhaps expanding other services that could be provided. If the council or Shumigan wants to take a look at that issue more in depth, generally what a community does is do a needs assessment. And that's not very complicated. It's to do a survey of the known fleet in the community and those who would use our harbor, of giving us confidential, I'm not sure it's confidential, but a snapshot of where do they repair vessels and what exactly do they have done and by whom, and for us to evaluate that type of data to determine whether we should be looking at somehow promoting different kinds of shops in town that perhaps are not competing with existing ones as much as providing services where there are gaps. And so it may be something, if I could, I'd like to spend a little more time with your mayor and kind of think through. I can show you examples where Wrangell Petersburg did this. I know Valdez has done it. There's, you know, like I say, it's not rocket science. But if somebody's going to promote more onshore development, again, the first step is, okay, why do this? Is there a true need? Can we, you know, we need to explore based on truth. The other one we talked about a little bit, I think it's under number four here, of course, that's the tourism. I would argue we want to bring somebody out that does this, and the state does have people that do that, to speak to a group about exploring some of the ABCs of tourism. I think we mentioned at the last meeting the Windstar. They're out here in September of this year and then May of next year, coming back from the Asian trip. The other one is, which is something I ran into in a couple other communities, is training programs, not only for traditional training, if you will, for technical skills, but a number of communities have hired through the University of Alaska to do everything from marketing through computers to basic bookkeeping. Some of the services they'll provide is to confidentially look at somebody's books if they want to have an independent expert review it. The first step they do is classes. They will do a survey of who's interested, what's the best time of the year, the month, the week, and the hour of the day to bring somebody out or to Skype somebody out to meet with people. There is money involved, but usually it's not a deal breaker to have some of these people. The person, for example, with the state team that does the marketing with your computers is out of Ketchikan. So kind of expensive to drag them all the way out to Sandpoint, but probably could do it by Skyping or whatever the technology is to put it on the flat screen. So it would be a good one, if there is interest by the public or council, is to perhaps take a look at some of these things. And then I think it's going to, my guess is it'll come back to the city council about any next steps.
Very good, Lamar. So then basically kind of informational for us to kind of look at, and maybe next time around we can talk about ones that we may want to pursue.
Sure. And I think, again, number four, number six, we can bring out, if you will, the expertise to meet with people about housing or tourism. You know, the telecommunication, rock quarry, a lot of those things are private sector jobs, but private sector investments that are occurring. But, you know, they're ones, at least in the states, we ought to be at least monitoring, but I'm not sure there's a direct role for the council, though.
Right. Okay. Well, very good. I appreciate all the hard work that went into that. And our friends at ACOM there, I think things turned out pretty well there. Is there any questions, comments for Lamar on this, or concerns, or where we go first, or whatnot? Or are you guys comfortable in thinking about this for a while? Okay, I'm seeing nodding, so.
Think about it.
Yeah, okay, very good. I appreciate it. Thanks again, Lamar, and we'll move on to new business number four, which is Swampsea, which we discussed this afternoon, which is the first and second of March, and the energy is on the 28th. Is that correct, Lamar?
Energy.
Well, that's a whole different thing, and I'm just saying that. But if anybody's interested, I think we talked about this afternoon. So it was looking like from the start that we are going to lose Danny, and Jack are going to be doing the state season. Emil will be there. We'll work with him on helping them out on that deal. Shirley had a slight possibility that she may be able to, but we'll work with her. And Marita was a no. Alan, we're going to twist his arm. So if that's okay, what I would like to do is if the council can approve to sending two council persons on this trip, at least so we're covered in that respect.
I'll move to approve to send two council persons to the Swampsea meeting.
Motion's been made by Marita. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Emil. Is there any further discussion? Just a quick note, you guys. I think this is one of the better conferences that is held. It's within our region. It is our whole region, and always a good turnout, and all the everything pertains to our region. It's not something that you're learning about. It's something that we have to deal with every day. Those are all the things that pertain to our region. So I encourage anybody and everyone that can attend, please do. It's well worth it, and it happens in Anchorage on the 1st and 2nd of March. So, with that, if there isn't any other discussion, I'd have a roll call, please.
Emil?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Jack?
Yep.
Very good. Motion carries, and we'll work on that and take care of those things with Shannon, and if you have an inkling that may happen, just give Shannon a call. So, with that, we're going to move right along to public comments. That's the folks out in the audience. Did anybody else have anything they wanted to add this evening? Not hearing any, I'll close that portion of the meeting, and we're going to jump into our council comments, and we're going to start with my left this evening. We're going to start with Jack.
Not much to comment on this time.
Okay. Very good. And Alan?
I'm quiet. Ooh. I've got it all out earlier.
Then, okay, well, that works. Marita?
I actually have someone. Did we ever look into for the Boys and Girls Club or the after school?
Yes. Actually, right now, Krista's working on those numbers, mm-hmm. and it's probably not going to happen. We're already into the March thing, but that's going to, she's working with Tiffany, and I don't think they've gotten together for space at the community center,
mm-hmm.
but it is in process to okay. work, and when they get that finished, she'll bring the proposal back to the council.
I'm curious.
Yeah, so that's where that is right now.
Right.
So, okay, anything else? Okay, Shirley?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, very good. Emil?
No.
And Danny?
No.
Wow, I did. Okay.
Are you all right?
That works. I've never seen that one before. With that, I'd entertain a motion of adjournment.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Motion's been made by Marita. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Shirley. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you, guys, and thank you for the